Fairbanks police are expected to play a support role in the review of new data raised in the Fairbanks 4 case. The new information filed in court last month points to other suspects than the four local men convicted of the 1997 murder of John Hartman. Last week, the state announced that it would conduct a review of the information raised by the Alaska Innocence Project, including a confession by a former Fairbanks resident imprisoned for other murders. Fairbanks Police Chief Laren Zager says his department embraces the opportunity to assist on what he calls an important an independent, balanced review.
And we support it to the degree that we will furnish manpower, reports, anything that we can do to facilitate that investigation and to ensure that that investigation is the highest quality possible, we will be doing it.
Zager stresses the state is in charge of the review. The state is not commenting, but Zager says the focus includes uncovering additional information and possibly reopening the investigation.
Project is very limited in resources, and I think we can contribute to that effort. We being, the collective side, not the Fairbanks Police Department directly.
There's resentment in the Fairbanks, Alaska Native community that justice was not served in the case against the Fairbanks Four, three of whom are Alaska Native. Zager hopes the broad-based review will help the situation.
To help ensure that there's no tainting in the investigation at all, no residual hard feelings that this department really doesn't have, but we want to make absolutely dead certain that that doesn't influence us at all.
It's unclear how long the review will take. The state is seeking time beyond the allotted 45 days to respond to the new data included in requests for post-conviction relief.